The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Robin's not here this morning, so she's getting caught up on her sleep, and so I know she'll be here next week for the giveaway. Though that's how that works. We're giving away two different prizes this next week, the end of the month. That would be a CVA muzzleloader, giving away a Wolf, a really nice firearm. It's not the top of the line. But it's one of the most accurate muzzleloaders you can get, even though it's a economy price model. Very accurate. It's got the great barrel on it and so forth. It's a Wolf model from the folks at CVA. Stainless steel, the synthetic stock. It's got a scope mount with it. Doesn't have a scope, but it's a great starter or upgrade for your muzzleloader collection. We're also giving away a fish and tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, which is a series of surface lures. So that's a nice package, too. Both of them are on our Facebook page. You can find them there somewhere at Outdoors and Radio Show on Facebook. So anyway, here we are. To get in either one or both of those contests, all you simply do is call the radio show, WCBM 680 410 922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. If you can't remember the numbers, you can remember the letters in the numbers. And leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. Good morning, Aaron. How are you? Good. Call screener. And then go on the air with me. Very simple. And if you just want to get in a contest or good morning, please put me in a contest. You don't have to talk long. Just have to go in the air and say hi. You could also make a comment, ask a question, talk about any subject you want to talk about as long as we stick within fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. How about that? Pretty easy, huh? Morning, Aaron. Everything good? Well, let's get ringing here, folks. Interesting week. Haven't gotten out bow hunting yet. I did shoot the muzzleloader one day. My last CVA muzzleloader that I purchased, which was the LR version with 30-inch barrel, bought that to be able to shoot, long range on the marsh, or if I happen to be out and catch a shot in the field or something like that, I want to be able to shoot that muzzleloader 150, 200 yards, and sighted it in, and everything's great. I did switch bullets, however. Folks at the CVA recommended a 270 grain. Power Belt bullet, the platinum version, which has been great. I mean, I've shot a sicka deer with it, and 80 yards, it turned out fine. Harvested that deer, but I also I switched to a lighter bullet, which is a 250 grain Aerolite, also a Power Belt bullet. And I just wanted a little bit lighter bullet to be able to shoot just a little bit flatter at a little bit longer distance and still be able to have plenty of knockdown power if I get a, 20, 30-yard shot. So 250 grains, that should do it. And I'm looking forward to using that this year during the early muzzleloader season. And I might even carry it in the firearm season. We'll see. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and our buddy Glenn is on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are things in Chestertown? Hey, wet this morning?
Doing,
Yeah, are you wet this morning? It's raining. You're right. You're right. So. Indeed. Yeah, it started raining here about...
It was about an hour ago or so.
What's that?
Say it's sounded like it's rained harder than it was an hour or two ago.
Yeah, it's picking up. I guess it's going to continue to pick up throughout the day. It's raining pretty good here, too. If you look at the radar, it's nothing but green across the whole region. So I think it's going to be – everybody said yesterday, you know, I was at the grocery store last night along with every half the population of Easton. The other half was out to dinner. I stopped and picked up some Mexican food for dinner last night. The guy behind the bar was a fellow that met me for the carryout order. He says it got busy all of a sudden. He said everybody came at the same time. Everybody trying to beat the rain, you know.
So grocery stores
same way. So it's going to be a wet weekend, unfortunately. Yeah. So, you know, but that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. I guess we need the rain. So they tell me.
Yeah, don't need a hard downpour though.
Yeah, you're right.
That's for the general rain, so it's soaking right instead of building up and
flooding
washing out stuff or flooding places.
Yeah. I never liked a nor'easter, and that's, I pretty much think what this is, a nor'easter, and I don't know which way the winds are going, but they are talking about heavy winds. We do have a small gale warning today. Let me check the weather here, local weather. Yep, there's a gale warning today. I think that's through sometime tomorrow, so, you know, be careful out there, everybody. I hope nobody's, you know, I hope nobody feels like taking a risk and trying to battle Mother Nature this weekend. It's probably not going to work out well for them.
Yeah,
you know? So.
Yeah, well, let's tell them problems at all.
I will do that. I don't think the crab forecast looks very good either, to be quite honest with you. Those guys aren't going to be out there catching crabs today for today and tomorrow's market. So.
Well, say not the way that money sounds now.
That's right. That's right. So, all right, buddy. You have a great day. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
You too.
Yep.
Great.
See you, bud.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. There's Glenn. I know he's in the contest. So, yes, indeed. I'm looking at the radar right now. It is solid green. The south of us here, and down in Cambridge and over in over in Georgetown, Delaware, and then over right now around Washington, a little bit below Annapolis, there's a lot of yellow, orange, and some red on the screen too. So, you know, I'm batting down the hatches today, folks. I'm staying in, not worrying too much about it. So, and I hope that discretion is the better part of valor. Should I go out to the grocery store? Probably wouldn't mind going out to the grocery store if I need something, but you know, it's just rain. I'm not going to melt, but. Again, I don't like to be out in this mess. So definitely no hunting. Definitely no, you know, even deer, because deer hunting, you know, even if you were to get a shot and hit the animal, your danger of losing the trail is, you know, magnified when it's raining. And, you know, I just don't do that. Now, I did have some friends that were going last night before the storm hit, and I hope they had some success and recovered anything they happened to shoot, but. Not for me. So I've hunted a lot. I thought about it the other day. You know, I've been hunting for 56 years, and been out in all kinds of conditions, and so I feel I deserve to pick and choose a little bit. I don't need to kill a deer that bad. I'm not driven like I used to be. Pick and choose my dates, pick and choose my places. And like I said last week, when I go out and have, you know, animals with, I was talking to somebody last night, I said, you know, when I'm sick of deer hunting, I've got animals within range. I've got sick of deer walking around at 12, 15 yards, even with the bow. And I just count coup. I just figure, well, you know, if I wanted to, I could take that one, but I'm looking for the right animal. You get a little more selective when you get, you know, to the point where, you know, you don't feel the need necessarily to take an animal for meat. you know, I'm the only one that eats deer meat here in the house, and if I do, I give a lot of meat away. You know, I could donate. I enjoy the hunt, no question about it. And this year I told my landowners where we have the lease that, you know, we'll be taking some does. And the only reason I told them that is because the farmer who farms the property wanted to have crop damage permits. And, you know, we don't need the competition with the farmer, so we'll take care of managing his doe problem too. So I think that'll work out pretty well because, quite frankly, I don't know that he would be discriminating in the amount of deer or the types of deer that he would take on a crop damage permit. So we just, you know, if we're paying the lease, then, you know, let us take care of managing the does. We have people that'll take them, so it's all good. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to share your philosophy on deer hunting, we'd love to hear from you. Or anything else, you know, anything that you'd like to talk about. I saw that someone harvested a bear up in western Maryland, Garrett County, the other day. And somebody said, hey, not bear season. How'd you do that? And last year, and we explained it in the Hunting Quarterly, last year, Department of Natural Resources changed its policy on crop damaged bear and gave farmers a third option. First option was, you know, get your crop damage permit. The farmer can then go out in bear season and harvest a bear. Okay, so the bears are doing the damage now. The farmers want them taken out now. So the other option was they could accept funding from the bear program, the bear restoration program, whatever it's called, crop damage program, where money is, you know, donated and used through the lottery to compensate farmers for bear damage. That's the second option. The third option is that the farmer can hang on a second. The farmer can select a sub-permittee now to harvest a bear from September through the beginning of December on his bear damage permit. And, you know, it in effect becomes a three-month bear season for farmers who have crop damage permits, and people who know the farmers and can work with the farmers can go and harvest a bear. Now, they can't hunt the entire three-month season. You got to pick out 15 days, which is fair, 15 days within that three-month window where your sub-permittee can hunt. So if you pick the second half of September and you don't get a bear, you're done. And so is the farmer. So somebody picked this window, shot a nice 350-pound bear, and his hunt is done. Farmer's crop damage permit has been satisfied, and that bear is a legal bear and counts as a legal harvest for management purposes. So it's a fair system, I will say that. You know, you just don't want, back in the old days, and I remember, oh my goodness, back in the mid to late 90s when Bill Burton and I were partnering on a magazine called the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide, and we talked about bears every now and then. We had a great bear debate in the pages between Bill and I. And Bill said, you know, the farmers in western Maryland who were suffering bear damage would practice the three S's. And that was simply shoot, shovel, and shut up. And, you know, we had this debate about whether or not there should be a bear season. And my side was on the side of, you know, hunting as a management option. And his was kind of status quo, let the farmers keep doing what they're doing. So, you know, when we got to the point where we had enough bears to create a season in 2004 after 53 years of not having one, you know, the DNR erred on the side of conservation and caution. And I don't know if you remember it, but I do. The protests, the news articles, the animal activists just went nuts that Maryland was opening a bear season every year. there was legislation introduced to cancel the bear season in Maryland every year. The political deals were made to maintain the bear season, and here we are now. The bear population back when they opened the season was estimated at 600 animals in the two counties where the bear season was open after, you know, scientific survey. And then the following year, it was the following five-year survey, they've seen that even despite four or five seasons, the population had doubled in those western counties. And now we've got bears everywhere, and the conservation ethos is still there. You know, we're selecting 950 people to bear hunt with two sub-permittees each, so we got 3,000 hunters in the woods, and we're still only managing to take, on average, 75 to 110 bears per year, just on average. So we're not putting any kind of major dent in the population. We're just managing that population in the area where the bears reside, and they've got them all the way to, you know, the season comes in the third week of October, and it's Garrett, Allegheny, Washington, and Frederick counties. So will they expand it to Carroll County? I don't think we've got enough bears there yet, but those four western counties have plenty, and I mean plenty of bears. The area where I hunt in Frederick County is about a mile from the Frederick watershed, which is bow hunting only. And DNR is encouraging people to come and harvest bears in the watershed because it's so densely populated with bears. So, you know, that's a strategy if you want to bow hunt. But hopefully I'll be able to, you know, hunt out in the Middletown area. And, you know, we have bears on the property. We know we have them. We've hunted in two different seasons there. And second season we had them on trail cam at night during the season, and the first year we hunted there, we had three bears in front of us in the darkness. You know, one of the, in the 10 minutes before legal shooting light, I had a bear at 15 yards and, wasn't about to take the shot. So it was a very interesting season that year. We were sitting on the ground, heard the bears coming down the trail, and, you know, looked up, and there's this big black furry object in front of us at about 15 yards, maybe even a little closer for me. So it was fun. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I've been yakking here, so how about a phone call, somebody? And while you're getting into the station, it's time for me to talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They are Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and they are your full-line Browning dealer. I will tell you, if the upcoming season is upon us and you would like to do some duck or goose hunting, well, there's several options you have. The Browning firearm that's built for waterfowl hunting is called the Maxus. Now, they've updated it to the Maxus 2, M-A-X-U-S, in camo. It's a new camo that Browning has developed called Auric, A-U-R-I-C. It's a reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Now, this firearm, this Maxus, comes to your shoulder like a dream. If you're a waterfowl hunter, you don't want that. You don't want that gun snagging up on your clothing. You don't want that gun, you know, any issues when you shoulder your gun, because it might be a quick shot. It might be something that you really have to plan on, or, you know, you really can't plan on, but you want your firearm to be dependable. Well, I can tell you this Maxus does that. It's a composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an index recoil pad, and oversized controls. In other words, you know, the knobs on the slide are a little bigger than normal and so forth. So it's really well thought out. Called the Maxus. It features the new Browning Auric, A-U-R-I-C, concealment is what they're calling it. So that's my pick for auto loaders. Actually, folks, I got two dogs in my lap. Actually, that's not my first pick. My first pick is the A5. A5 is a reliable short recoil operated auto loading shotgun with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and shim adjustable for anything you need for your shooting to make it fit you better. Length of pull, cast, and drop. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish in Vector DS choke tubes. All at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting is Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, you know, we talk about backyard billies all the time, and Robin just said this morning, I can't wait to turn the fireplace on. These little chilly evenings, you know, you might, and mornings, you might like to do that. And when she says turn the fireplace on, it's amusing because it's a gas fireplace insert with a remote control. So we hit the button, and the flames come up, gas flames come up. And the firebox looks like, it's been burning all night. It's got the appearance of a wood fire. The only thing missing is the smell. We can turn the light on in the firebox. We can turn the fan on and heat the entire room. And, we're happy to have it because we really like that convenience. Now, we purchased this Enviro Model EX35 at Backyard Billy's, or Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, which is their, fireplace and hearth shop. And we did so because we had been several places here on the Delmarva Peninsula and even across the bridge looking for a place to purchase the fireplace insert. So we settled on Backyard Billy's because they had the experience, they have the personnel, they have the personality, they had the price. And they said, for this price, we will install it. For this price, we'll have our guy come out, our resident mason, and come out, and he'll build your fireplace around the firebox. It was a little brick face chimney that went up, and now it's a beautiful, 10-foot wide stone column that goes up to the ceiling. It's got an antique board for a hearth. It's got the field stone, not hearth. Mantle. It's got the field stone hearth. It's a beautiful thing, and Backyard Billy's facilitated all of that, and we're forever grateful. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. They've got gas, wood, and pellet inserts. They've got freestanding pellet and wood stoves for whatever your supplemental or primary heating requirements might be. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Why not stop by? Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB. 800-288-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
That's true. That's what keeps you coming back. You know, I used to get buck fever a little bit when I was younger, and anymore I don't, but it's not that I get buck fever when I see the deer coming and make stupid decisions. If I see the deer coming, I get excited. The adrenaline does start to pump a little bit, and especially if it's an animal that I want to take. All right. But at the moment of truth, I have learned to be calm, you know, pick my shot, pick my spot. Not that I'm not excited. I really am, because that's what keeps me coming back. But my reaction after I take the shot is where that part comes in. That's where the adrenaline really starts to pump and my knees start to shake and, you know, my breath becomes shallow. And, man, if I ever lose that, then I want to quit, you know, and I haven't yet in all those years. So buck fever, man. We were just talking about that the other day. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And your last comment, I know exactly what you're talking about. When it's over, it's like I'm really – well, that is a great feeling. Except
did I just do that?
Yeah. But the turkeys, though, those are the ones that really get me. I wouldn't call it buck fever, but boy, am I right on edge when they come around. I'm doing all I can do to keep from shaking.
Well,
they shake me up.
That's interesting because everyone has a different passion, you know, and I can see where turkeys would do that, and. That you know, deer comes in silently. They're not necessarily making any kind of noise unless you've got a real aggressive buck and he's doing some grunting or something like that. And I've had that happen. You know, you hear that grunt coming and you go, okay, here we go. But turkeys, when they're booming and they're gobbling, you're not kidding, man. That is just
here
nothing.
Here he comes, you know. Nothing, and
yep.
You know, I've been in stands before where, I don't know how it happens. You just look down and there's a deer there.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
I know.
But the turkeys aren't like that. No, it's that anticipation.
It is anticipation because you hear them coming, you know, and if you're successful in calling and you hear them start and then the cadence picks up and they get closer and closer and you still haven't seen them. And, you know, they're 50 yards away and you just haven't seen them. Now they're 40 yards away and there's a head moving through the woods. And then they're 30 yards away and you can see them and it's like, okay, stop moving. And then they'll just stop and stick that head out and gobble their head off, and it's like, oh man, nothing better than that. So
I love it. Anyway, yep. The reason why I was called, there's a couple different things I'd just like to hit on if you had time. I know last week you talked about the Taurons in Yellowstone,
yeah,
and I saw a bison got another Tauron the other day. And that just blows my mind how people can be so. The word is inconsiderate of the wildlife. And it brings me to another topic that's kind of related. I think you and Robin talked a couple weeks ago about you were in Southern Virginia, Northern Carolina,
yeah,
where you saw some elk.
We were vacationing in Gatlinburg and had driven over to North Carolina. There's a little casino over there that we wanted to visit. And you go through Smoky Mountain National Park, and right on the North Carolina border, there's a herd of elk.
I was going to bring up that I think it's pronounced Benzenet, Pennsylvania.
Benazet.
I took a trip up there a couple of years ago, and what a sportsman's paradise. It's the only place I could think of where you can see tom turkey. Well, I did. I saw tom turkey, whitetail buck, and bull elk all in the same field at one time.
Wow.
Just blew my mind. And then I remember one day in particular, well, it was a Sunday, we were getting ready to leave, and the people in that part of Pennsylvania, they've accepted, well, the elk, they just love them, but they accepted the tourists, too.
Right.
Because people flood in to that place. And I think
sure.
Their attitude is a little different up there. But anyway, on this particular Sunday, there were these three huge bull elk in this guy's backyard, and all these people were pulling up in the driveway to take a look at him.
Right.
This one bull elk, he had something against this blue tarp that this fella had over his tractor. And, I mean, he was just giving it to this blue tarp. And, I mean, it was just amazing to see. But those folks, that they accept it, and it's like their attitude is, look, you Tauron.
Yeah.
In Yellowstone, it's like you're going to get hurt if you get close. Up there in Pennsylvania, it's like, look, you Tauron, get away, you're bothering our elk. You know, the attitude is kind of different. You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then
I do.
Moving on real quick. The other day, DNR put out a survey. I don't know if you got it. I don't know whether I don't think you trout fish, whether you
I do.
Buy a trout stamp every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, they put a survey out. At least it came, I'm sure, went out to whoever had a trout stamp, I guess, with people's thoughts on what we're doing and what they do with the put and take. You know, the geographical information about where you fish, how many fish a year you catch, and how if you wanted the regulations changed. You know, to five
right.
fish, 9 to 12 inches.
Right.
Three fish over 12 inches, or one over 15. And I was going to ask if you knew anything about being afoot with changes in the trout regulations.
Yes, they are scoping those regulations right now. And I believe that's on the management page on the DNR homepage. I'm not sure how long you can comment publicly on that. I was going to bring that up. Not long ago, and I believe there was a press release out.
I must have missed it. I must have missed that.
Yeah, I believe there was.
Because I know you don't trout fish, but
I do. I do trout fish. Don't say that. I do trout fish. I love trout fishing. I just don't do it as much as I used to.
No, there's nothing I really enjoy when it's really cold and going out and sitting, and what's been so great about it is, other than them first couple weekends when the season
yep.
starts, there's not a lot of people during the week. And personally, I love it. But maybe that's why they want to change things, because there's not as many people participating.
And, exactly.
Yeah. One other quick question.
All right,
and then I'll let you go.
Oh, we're good.
Other than this program here, have you ever been offered a full-time radio gig?
No.
No? And if you were, as you're getting older now, and you know, would you ever consider it, you know,
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Talking politics?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I think there's a lot of people that share your same political views.
Yep.
And if you had a full-time radio gig on this, even this station, I'd be interested in listening to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and to get your thoughts on different ideas. I mean,
sure.
Let me throw one out real quick. I mean, if you got time, what do you think about Kamala Harris heading up this new gun violence task force?
Look, this entire administration is working overtime to flip our country on its head. They really are. And you know, it's not the titular head of the free world, because that guy can't find his way out of a room.
Yeah.
Okay. It's whoever is behind the curtain, you know, the little Wizard of Oz that's pulling the strings, and they are people who are involved, as was stated in 2008, fundamentally change our country. And I think those same people are running the show. And fundamental change has to do with, you know, centralizing the government, just like he talked about yesterday as far as centralizing gun regulations. Okay, the only centralization of the gun regulations we need in our country, okay, is the Constitution of the United States and the Second Amendment. Everything else is up to the states, okay, as long as they don't try to upend our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. You know, stick with the way this country was formed. It was
sure.
A more perfect union, so to speak, than we have right now, you know. And this guy yesterday with some of his statements banning assault weapons and closing the loophole and the same old stuff, you know, it's the same old regurgitated stuff, and it just keeps moving, inching closer and closer and closer to a centralized government, you know? That's not what this country is all about. The government doesn't run this country. We run the government. We just have to get our head out of our own butts and realize what power as citizens we have and collectively go and vote the way that our country should be. The problem is the people who grew up with this, the baby boomers, the people of my generation, are dying by the tens of thousands a day. The second generation that was brought up with those values is getting older. The third generation, each generation gets further and further and further away from the Constitution. And look, I was alive. I was only 6 years old when Khrushchev came to the United States, banged his shoe on the podium, and talked about how they were going to change the education system and take over this country. Okay, 1960, 61 is when that happened. Here we are, 60 years later, and it's coming true. It's absolutely coming true, three generations later. Mm-hmm. There's a long-range plan for the Communist Party. You know, the Chinese, the Russians, it's a long-range plan. They don't look at what happens in one election or another. They don't care about what happens every 4 years. Their goal is to dominate the world in however long that takes. Do you believe that?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I sure do. So
there's my answer.
If you're going to get a radio gig full-time other than this one, count me in. All right? Okay. How's that?
Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Have a good day.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Thank you. I did find that press release. The scoping on the fishing is one thing. It's the brown trout limit in Beaver Creek. And if anybody's interested in that, the seeing those scoping regulations, fishing in non-tidal waters, you can always go to that. You can always go to the fisheries page and see what that's about. The department would like to reduce the creel limit on brown trout on Beaver Creek to zero. From the confluence with Antietam Creek upstream to the Albert Powell State Trout Hatchery. And there's a summary, and you can see all that. And then there's also, you know, the development of catch-and-return trout fishing areas, you know, that type of thing. So there's several scoping regulations right now. So There you are, including commercial reporting of snakehead and catfishing licenses and things like that. They're working on that. So if anybody wants that information on the scoping regulations, you can look it up yourself on the fisheries page, and or you can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll send it to you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I did stop to see Mike yesterday at Bel Air Gun Range, and I know we talked about that, but right now it's time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. I've got a brake job. I'm getting ready to schedule there for front brakes. Very good price, and I'm very sure they're very competent at being able to change out my brakes. They're good at everything else. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama, and others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor, lawn mowers, and wheelbarrows. I see they're cutting the corn here in Maryland and on the Eastern Shore. I'm seeing it all over Delmarva, where they're cutting corn, and those big harvesters, they have tires too. Well, Spurry's has tires for them. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Robin goes there too. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. I said no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Coolest. That's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
One of my favorite groups. I'll tell you what. The Doors. Can't believe, Riders on the Storm. Oh my gosh, you know. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time to get in the contest. You know what I'm going to do for the next hour? I'm going to invite longtime listeners who have never called to call. 410-922-6680. 410 WCBM 680, next hour after the news, to call us and introduce yourself. Just anonymously, first name, town where you live, and just kind of, you know, tell us when you started listening, how long you've been listening, and anything else you want to say. Get in the contest, perhaps, maybe, you know, win a muzzleloader, win some fishing tackle. But first-time callers next hour. What do you think, Aaron? You like that idea? I think that's a great idea. And I will open that up to anyone, of course. But I'll open it up to regular callers. But I'll also open it up to anyone who lives outside Maryland and would like to call. You know, with your cell phone now, you don't get charged long-distance calls or anything like that. So anybody who lives outside Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia, you know, New England, New York, wherever you're listening from, give us a call and tell us, you know, where you're living now, if you used to live in Maryland, if you listened to the show when you lived here, or you just happened to find it somewhere online. We'd love to hear from the folks out of state and first-time callers, long-time listeners. Let's see what happens. I'll just put that out there and see if the folks like it. So right now it's time for me to tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. Of course, this weather's going to clear up a little bit, you know. And if this season was the season when you said, you know what, this picnic table's got to go, well, you might want to stop by Backyard Billy's and take a look at those beautiful poly picnic tables and the 1,000 Adirondack chairs. You'll find anything and everything for your backyard at Backyard Billy's. You might need a new storage shed. You might be considering a chicken coop or a greenhouse for next year. You might be taking a look at a dog kennel. You might be considering a pergola. Yep, or a gazebo. Take a look at the sale prices on that stuff. Talk to one of the representatives. Have them walk you around the yard. Shop a little bit. Take some time. Go inside. Go outside. And walk all the way around Backyard Billy's. They maybe, you know, maybe you have a new place at the ocean or, you know, beach, and you want to upgrade your furniture a little bit. They have all that stuff too. I don't talk about that a lot, but if you need furniture for your beach house, absolutely. If you do select a shed, or you do select one of those bigger pieces of furniture, a gym set, a tiki bar, something like that, they will deliver that. Backyard Billy's will deliver that. Free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Visit the showroom. Take a look at the barbecue grills, the fire rings, and everything else for your backyard. Great-looking garden decorations and furniture, too, for any lifestyle. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay, folks, get out, not today necessarily, but hopefully this week when it clears up. Stay out as long as you can, as long as it's legal. Stay safe. That's the main thing. Wear your harness if you're climbing in a tree this week. Save your own life. Watch which direction your muzzle is pointed. Put your arrow in your bow quiver. Those little things can help us a lot. Make sure your tree stand is safe. Make sure your straps aren't rotten. Get out, stay out, stay safe.